May the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And I'm going to read, it's a shorter version, the John's version of what Bracken just read, so that we can sort of fill in a couple of things. Now, both of the Mark's account and John's account make it clear that this happens, the walking on the water happens immediately after the feeding of the 15 to 20,000, this miracle that occurred. So in verse 15 of John 6, it says, Jesus, therefore, perceiving that they were intending to come and take him by force to make him king, withdrew again to the mountain by himself alone. And when evening came, his disciples went down to the sea. And getting into a boat, they started to cross the sea to Capernaum. And it had already become dark, and Jesus had not yet come to them. And the sea began to be stirred up because of a strong wind was blowing. When therefore they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they beheld Jesus walking on the sea and drawing near in the boat, and they were frightened. And he said to them, I am. Do not be afraid. And they were willing, therefore, to receive him into the boat, and immediately the boat was at the land. Immediately the boat was at the land to which they were going. So when you put all those together, what it said in Mark, some of the details, and what is said here, is that after the feeding of the thousands, the people began to recognize there was something special about him. And he perceived that the multitude wanted to seize him by force and make him king. And so he and the disciples withdrew from them. And eventually he sent the disciples away while he continued to talk to the multitude and then sent them away. And he stayed up on the mountainside to pray. And as he's praying, these guys are in the boat and they're rowing across the Sea of Galilee. And the Sea of Galilee is famous for really violent storms. It's like a bowl, and so when the wind comes in, it's really powerful. And between 3 and 6 o'clock in the morning, they had rowed 3 or 4 miles, and the Sea of Galilee is only about that wide. And it says about Jesus that he could see from where he was that they were straining at the oars. Now, it's night. They're 3 or 4 miles away, and Jesus can see through the darkness and can see that they were straining at the oars. And so eventually he came and walked to them, and they were scared to death. He said, don't be afraid, I am. And they led him into the boat, and then it says, and immediately they were at the shore. I think the reality was is they were probably in about 2 foot of water, because they were almost to the other side, but because of the storm, they couldn't see it. The storm was scary, but they were almost across the way anyway. Now, there's a few things here, and we don't have time to go into a bunch, but one is this. In the Mark passage, at least, it says that they had learned nothing from the feeding of the thousands, for their hearts were hardened. Not hardened that they didn't love Jesus. Whenever the scripture talks about a hardened heart, it's a heart that won't be childlike enough to believe. To have to always have to have an answer, a reason, a reasonable explanation. And I don't know if you figured this out yet, but God does things, a lot of unreasonable things. Or he does things in unreasonable ways. Jesus can see long distance. And he can see through the darkness. That's supernatural. He could see that they were struggling. He could see the storm. He could see everything. We've talked about this a lot, in particular last year. There's a place in Isaiah that says, the Lord knows the end from the beginning. So in other words, once the beginning starts, he already knows the end. He knows the end. At the very start of whatever situation you were in, at the very start, he knows the end as it started. What's hard for us is we don't know, and we want to know. We want to comprehend what's happening so that we won't be afraid. But God's looking for our confidence, not our comprehension. And usually the way he teaches us to live by faith is to put us in a situation where we can't comprehend how this is going to work out, so that we can learn to lean into him. But it's important that you understand that whatever it is you're going through, sometimes we're tempted to think, where's the Lord in all this? Does he not know how hard this is? Does he not know how this could turn out and how heartbreaking this might be? I've got a family member who's walking through something like that right now. They can't see the end from the beginning. And sometimes it feels like, what's going to go on? What's going to happen? Or, you know, the whole thing. And the point is that Jesus sees. And he sees through the darkness. Even if the enemy's involved, Jesus can see through the darkness. He knows exactly what's going on. He knows exactly where you are. He knows exactly how close you are to the whole thing being settled, whatever it might be. And he comes to us and to remind us that the storyline here isn't the storm. The storyline isn't the darkness. As long as, we talked about this recently, as long as you're perceiving life from the outside in as a Christian, you're going to react to the devil. You're going to get frustrated. You're going to get angry. You're going to get fearful, controlling. But if you perceive from the inside out, because of your union with Christ, if you see from his eyes, the one who sees the end from the beginning, then you'll see a lot different. And Jesus was reminding them, I am. The only thing that you need to know is that I am. I'm here. I've always been here. I've known everything from the beginning. I'm sufficient. I'm adequate. I'm in control. I'm big enough for this. I'm the only factor that matters. It only matters what I'm up to here. Not what this is up to, or they're up to, or that's up to. Only me. And then when he got into the boat, and all of a sudden they landed, there's no indication that that was supernatural. Again, I think they were probably, it could have been 100 feet from the shore. And the deal is that we find ourselves getting scared and wigged out and getting all anxious and stuff, and we don't realize that we're almost at the finish line. We just can't see it because there's so much darkness surrounding, and it's just kind of scary, but we're almost there. And so don't stop trusting him. Don't forget that he's the I am. People get so scared about the whole corona thing, and we should be wise, but in terms of, gosh, what's going to happen? What's going to happen with this? Or what's going to happen? Whoever you're for with the election, people are scared on both sides. Who might be elected? I'm not going to go there with you politically. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. We're scared. There's going to be a second wave of this. There's going to be a second wave of Jesus, and a third wave of Jesus, and a fourth wave of Jesus, and a fifth wave of Jesus, and a sixth wave of Jesus. I'll read you a verse. I like this verse a lot. It says in verse 14 of chapter 1 of John, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and beheld his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. And Jesus bore witness of him, and crying out, saying, This is he of whom I said, He who comes after me has a higher rank than I." Jesus has a higher rank than everything. He has a higher rank than viruses. He has a higher rank than politics. Thank God Almighty. "And of his fullness we have all received grace upon grace." The language there, grace upon grace, comes from an ocean term. That when one wave hits, there's another one already on the way. It's going to hit again. And then it hits again, and it just hits again. Another wave of grace, another wave of grace, another wave of grace, another wave of grace. It never ends. That's the truth. But for your particular issues that you might be going through, know that Jesus sees long distance. He sees the end from the beginning. He can see through the darkness. He knows where you're at, even though you may feel alone. He He knows exactly where you're at. He knows exactly what's going on. And just trust him. Because you might, don't give up trusting him. Because you might be right at the finish line anyway. Amen? In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.